Ben O'Connor, congratulations into an All-Ireland semi-final. You did the job that was asked of you today, you got the win, but would you have preferred a better challenge?
Look, to tell you the truth, once we got a game, we needed a game after 2 weeks' time, and I suppose we got a good start there as well. I suppose awfully, look, they have been off for a few weeks, so I suppose we made a count early in the game, especially when we had the breeze as well. We got a good start, and I suppose, look, after 10 or 15 minutes with two or three goals banged in, so I suppose the outcome was all inevitable. But look, just delighted to be back going again. We're in an All-Ireland semi-final.
Was the decision to go for goals as early as you can, or did it just happen naturally?
It just happened. You can't say that you're going to go for goals if the ball isn't in there. Involvement in, I suppose, Brian and Ellen were in fine form inside there as well, like so, and Ellen as well. So, just delighted with the way things turned out. Whether we would like a tougher game or not, we got a game. We got game time into 20 fellas out there.
You want to seem to be ruthless, and in fairness to them in the first half, they did not take their foot off the gas. Bit tiredness at the end, maybe just conceding those two goals?
Yeah, it was a fair warm out there as well. And I suppose, look, that's one thing we want to work on, maybe the conceding two handy goals at the end. But look, it was tough going on the boys out there as well, fierce conditions, but delighted that the sun was shining.
It's a good day for Cork, hurling into an All-Ireland semi-final. You said this is a competition you obviously want to win, but your bench has been hugely important to you this year, Ben. And again, I know you fellas coming on today extremely hungry to put their hands up for selection for the next day.
Yeah, we brought on the five lads today, and we've Tommy and Tim hopefully in the next few weeks, maybe to hopefully try and get back. They're a bit off the jet, but the medical team will get to work on them. But look, it's all about 2 weeks' time now against Galway.
How happy are you with Darragh Fitzgibbon coming back after being out for so long?
Yeah, delighted. Look, he was blowing a small bit there at the end of the first half, but I suppose that's to be expected. But look, great that he got 35-40 minutes into him, that'll improve him for the week, says.
Just from a management point of view, big win, good win into the semi-finals, but still things to work on?
Yeah, there's always something to work on when we watch it back in the match. When we watch it back on the television after, you know, there's always something you can pick up on. So, no, delighted with the attitude of the lads. They could have come down here and expected to get things easy and collapse, but now they came down and got the job done early.
Is that the happiest thing from today? Is that the work rate was there, the conviction was there? Because very easily, you've seen teams in the past, not just Cork teams, they're winning well and they start to lose grip of the game.
Yeah, no, they kept it going all the time, but I suppose that's down to the subs coming on then as well. They drove it on after coming on, they wanted to be on the next sub, there was no take it easy with them.
And just finally, a word for the Cork supporters, fill the stadium yet again today on a fine warm day, and All-Ireland semi-final to look forward to.
Yeah, it is unbelievable, and you'll see above in Dublin the next day, we're above in Dublin, they'll have the best field as well, in fairness. They followed us to every game this year, league and championship, and we knew we'd have a big crowd here again, so fair play to them for travelling on a day like today.
Excellent stuff.